Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. Thank you for checking out the show. Super Bowl is less than 24 hours away from the time that I am recording this. I told you I was going to follow up on the previous preview of the Super Bowl after the AFC and NFC title games. And now, I have more information. Not that it matters. Like, it, 2 weeks is... I actually think that the 2 weeks is fine because it allows us to talk about football a little longer than if the Super Bowl was right after the NFC and AFC title game. There are a couple things I do want to talk about just from hearing some of the experiences that other people have had out in Vegas. And one of the things that's come up as a story inside of Super Bowl week. I know that everyone thinks that Vegas is the perfect place to hold a Super Bowl, and the stadium's pretty nice. I don't know. It just seems like there's, from stories that I've heard, whether it was Carmen Vitale or Kalen Kaler telling us about how some of these press conferences were working, or my guy Josh Schrock, who's out there on Radio Row, Jason Leisure. I don't know if it's the best place to hold. It was one of those things where I had no interest at all, like none, of even entertaining the idea of going out to Vegas for the Super Bowl. It just seems like it's going to be a cluster. And let me tell you this. Maybe I've just now outgrown Vegas. Like, that's very possible that I went there, was it 2 years ago? And I didn't spend a lot of time in Vegas. I spent most of my time in Summerlin and at Blue Diamond, like hiking. It's not as fun. This was not what the plan was going to be, by the way, for this podcast. I guess just it's a stream of consciousness now, but Vegas is not as fun for me anymore, and I don't find it to be very affordable. And here's what I mean. I'm a man that enjoys a good table game, blackjack, craps. Occasionally, you can find me in a poker room. You can't gamble there anymore. Look, I've got enough money where if I gamble, I don't feel bad. Like, I don't feel like I've gambled the mortgage away or anything like that. But I'm never someone, like I'll just keep it a buck with you. I guess $5 with you. The most that I would ever, like, carry with me in cash to gamble is $500. Which is a pretty sizable amount, I think, from where I started. Where if I lost $100 back in the day, I was shit out of luck and was like, nope. But what I noticed was back back in the day, wow, I sound like an old person. You would go to Vegas and you knew that the strip wasn't a place where you were going to get low table limits, unless you're talking about early in the morning, like early, early, like before the sun rises in the morning, or I guess technically late at night for some people. So what would you do? You go downtown. You'd hit up Fremont Street. You hit up Four Queens. You hit up Golden Gate, the Plaza, like all those places. Usually because you were getting better odds, like on blackjack, you were getting better odds and you were getting cheaper limit, the cheaper minimums, which is what I'm there for. Like, I'm not an expert craps player. I just love it. So for me, even if I lose $200 on a craps table, I feel like I'm better the next time that I play. And I don't want to spend $15 on a minimum table. Call me cheap if you want to. But all those places are like going away. And all like when I went there, I was shocked. Because 15 is like, I don't know. There's something about the 15 that bothers me. $10, man. What's up with that? $10 minimum. Let's do that. So anyway, it just doesn't seem like, well, we'll see. I don't want to forecast doom. I'm guessing Usher will go out there and do his thing at halftime, and it'll be great. And I will say that for the most part, Vegas is pretty easy to get in and out of. So, yeah, I guess it can be in the rotation. Like, to me, it's pretty simple. Super Bowl cities should be confined to Miami, New Orleans, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and I guess if you want to, there's no more San Diego, so you can't do that. I mean, you could, but they won't, and Las Vegas. So I guess you could rotate between those five cities and have yourself an excellent Super Bowl. It just seems like, I don't know, there's something that's, the bloom is off the rose for Vegas. I was thinking about the end of the movie Casino, where he's kind of going through like the epilogue of the story and how Vegas changed and it's, you know, all junk bonds now and all of this stuff. I think that the city is due for another renaissance. It's still got, you know, its dirty, grimy reputation, especially if you go downtown. But there's, if I'm not going to be treated with dirty, grimy table minimums, then why would I go down there? You know what I'm saying? Although Circa is the truth. I will say that. I was kind of skeptical because it had been a minute since I had been to Las Vegas, and I was like, wait, they're downtown? Circa is the truth. That place is gorgeous. It's so far. It is a strip like hotel in downtown. That's what I found out about Circa. I went there and I stayed and I was like, this place is dope. But the rest of downtown need to step their game up, especially if they jacking up the minimums on the table. All right, how about this? Now that I've complained about Las Vegas, how about when we come back, I talk about the football game that's going to be in Las Vegas. That's next.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I feel pretty comfortable in my stance that I'm done betting against Patrick Mahomes. I don't even know if I'm going to bet the Super Bowl this year, but I'm pretty comfortable in the don't bet against that guy thing. I think that he's incredible. I was joking, or I guess half joking, with Dan earlier this week about how I have an ability to compartmentalize, and it is sometimes been looked upon as a negative. And I can understand it. Like, sometimes people who can compartmentalize seem detached. I always looked at it as I'm trying to get the best thing done in the moment. So the crisis will have to wait until we get everything kind of picked out. Like, that's how I see it. That's not how everyone else sees it. Everyone that's had to deal with me on a personal level doesn't always see it that way. They sometimes see it as me being very cold and calculating. And the truth is that I'm very, like, warm and spongy. But when shit's got to get done, it's got to get done. And I believe in that. And often I am capable of taking emotion out of things to further the cause, whatever the cause may be. I really admire the way that Patrick Mahomes is able to do that. He has got so much stuff swirling around him in his own family circle. And yet, he is able to compartmentalize and go out there and get the job done. It's really impressive. Football coaches talk about distractions all the time, and he doesn't seem to be distracted. I think that he's done a good job of kind of squiring Travis Kelce along and keeping him from being a detriment to himself. And I think if you listen to the New Heights podcast or have seen Travis talk about what his life was like when he was in college, shout out to his big brother too. Because his brother, like, really, Jason Kelce really looked out for Travis. If it weren't for Jason Kelce, I don't think Travis would even be in the NFL. Because Jason's the one who Travis too, like, Travis did the work. But Jason's the one who went to their coach at Cincinnati and was like, I know my brother's a screw-up, but you got to give him another chance. And he took advantage of having that chance. But Mahomes, to me, seems so capable of just being like, okay, let's go turn this thing on and go play ball. So to me, betting against him is silly. Still, I look at San Francisco and I say, man, they've got all these weapons and they're so good defensively. Their linebackers are tremendous. And I can't wait to see how they match up against this squad, like this offense. I really want to see how the 49ers linebackers say, hey, we are up for the challenge. Will the lights be too big for Rashee Rice? I don't think so. I think that he's probably turned the corner. And inside of his rookie year, he has shown tremendous growth. And the reasons why Patrick Mahomes was so into them drafting him. Seeing Travis Kelce out there and knowing what he's done in the playoffs, it was almost like he flipped a switch. And it wasn't like he played badly in the regular season. It just wasn't up to his standard. And his standard is Hall of Fame good. In the playoffs, he's been that dude. I was looking back at that touchdown against Baltimore and the ball placement by Mahomes, the adjustment by Kelce. It's a beautiful football play. Tremendous football play. On the offensive side for San Francisco, Brock Purdy is going to have to make some plays with his legs. Like I'm convinced of that. Kansas City's defense has been tremendous. Their defensive backs are terrific. I think that if they're going to have a chance, obviously you've got McCaffrey and Debo and Brandon Ayuk, who if I'm going to make one prediction, and Lord knows I could be wrong, but if I'm going to make one prediction, it's that Brandon Ayuk is going to have a big game. I think Ayuk is going to make some plays. That his story is really incredible. From defensive back, zero star high school recruit to junior college to getting to Arizona State, not playing immediately at Arizona State, and then turning into a guy who is close to superstardom as a wide receiver. Crazy number on him is that he's 31st in catches, but 7th in yards. That's wild. That tells me that there's some good run after the catch going on too. So, look for Brandon Ayuk to have a big day. It's so weird. I'll just say this too. It's really weird to be here again with these two teams 4 years later. 4 years ago, I was in Miami. And we had talked to everybody. It was great. Like, media night down there was fantastic. Had a lot of fun. And then the world changed. When I got back, the world was already changing. I don't have anything to back this up, but I'm convinced that I got COVID before Americans knew what COVID was. Because I came back. It was really, honestly, I've been thinking a lot about what went on that week leading into the Super Bowl. Because there's been a lot of talk about Kobe Bryant. Because the anniversary of his death, and I was on a plane when he passed away, and I get off the plane, turn my phone on, and it's everywhere, like text messages, videos, the news of the day. I remember we changed our whole show. We changed our entire show that Monday because we had all these plans from Radio Row, but it didn't seem right to not spend the entire show talking about Kobe Bryant. From Kobe Bryant passing away and the other people that were on that helicopter along with his daughter, the other members of her team. You go from that to this crazy Super Bowl, covering it, being in Miami for a week with NBC and doing the radio show. And then I came back and I just felt terrible. Like, head hurt, couldn't really talk. I think I slept for 2 days. I'm pretty sure I got back on a Thursday. And on Wednesday, I had told Mitch, I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to go on Friday, meaning the show where I was going to be home. Like, I'll be back in Chicago. And he was like, it's that bad? I was like, yeah, I don't feel right. I was like, I'll make it through Thursday's show because I'm here. And I was kind of done with all of my television responsibilities. But I'm leaving right after the show and I'm coming home, and I don't think that Friday makes sense. I slept all day Friday and most of the day Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday, I was fine. We had people coming over and I was okay. Like, you know, like I could function. But that wasn't until I had all the sleep in the world. It was bad. And then, you know, the world changes. You know, the All-Star game happens. And I went, being at the All-Star game a couple weeks later or a week later here in the city, and the city put on, and it was phenomenal. And then I went to spring training, and I went and saw Joe Maddon. Like, think about that. Like, Joe Maddon was the man, became the manager of the Angels. I went and saw Joe, like, and then all hell broke loose with COVID. So it's been quite the reminder, like the walk down, like where I was 4 years ago, like professionally and personally is completely different. How the world has changed is completely different. But there's always football. So I'm not going to be betting against Patrick Mahomes. Like I said earlier, I don't know if I'm actually even going to bet. We'll see. But here's the one bet that intrigues me. You've hung on this long in this podcast. I'll give you one bet that intrigues me. Here, I can check the odds right now on my phone on FanDuel. I am intrigued by Travis Kelce and Christian McCaffrey MVP. That's the one where I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm curious in, because it was 16-1. Looking at the player props earlier this week on Travis Kelce, I think that number has gone down to 14-1. But let me check. Sometimes it takes a little while to log in. But that one is interesting to me because of Narrative Street. Usually, if there's a pass catcher who's going to be the MVP, it makes it difficult for that person to be MVP because the quarterback who threw them the ball is most likely going to be the MVP, especially when the quarterback is Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. You don't ordinarily like give that away to a pass catcher. You usually give that to the quarterback itself. But it just feels like if he's the MVP, and right now it's 14-1 on FanDuel. If he has a game like he had in the AFC title game, with everything else that's going on with him, the fairy tale ends with him being named MVP and Taylor Swift standing right next to him on the podium. And at 14-1, I kind of like those odds. I also like the idea of Christian McCaffrey being the MVP of the game, and he's going off at +460. The reason why is that in the playoff games that the 49ers have played, he's had 2 rushing touchdowns in those games. He's more than a dual threat. He's a multi-threat offensive player. And I could see Christian McCaffrey throwing a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Like, the toss to him, and then he throws it to Ayuk or something like that. I could see that happening in the game. Those are the two bets that I'm sitting here really contemplating. And then I start looking at the over yards for Rashee Rice and for Brandon Ayuk, because I think they're both going to have really big games. It would be something, though, considering how much defensive talent there is, that this could be a low-scoring game. The AFC Championship game was a low-scoring game. 17 points is not supposed to win you the AFC title, but when your defense plays real good, it does. For Bears fans, I want Chris Jones to be a Bear. Get him a Super Bowl and get him up out of there. He's still only 30 years old, and if the Bears have designs on stuff happening quickly, that's the type of guy that can help you make things happen quickly. So that's it. That's all I got. I appreciate you sticking around. By the way, we've kind of decided very quietly that we're going to call the podcast that Layla does for this show, for this pod, we're going to call them Layla's Room, like inside of House of L, Layla's Room. She's got another episode coming up. We'll put it out next week. It's her and Chris Ranji. I can just tell you that it's magic. That's all I'm going to say. It's magic. So you'll be able to hear those two clowns get after it. You'll enjoy it, I promise. Happy Super Bowl to all. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.